Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop
it.
Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Now, to everybody on Facebook Live, thank you. What's up? What's up, Debbie? How you doing, Deborah? Hey, what's going on? Well, how you feeling, Brother Clarence M. Allen? I see you on there, Deborah. I see you sparkle. You're sparkling like a diamond. And I see you, Diamond Carter. God bless you. It's such an honor to be on this morning. It's such an honor to be alive and well, because let me tell you this. Without God, it don't mean nothing. So if you went to bed last night and you woke up this morning, you are blessed and highly favored. And you should be thanking God right now that you are still in the land of the living. Right on, my God. God bless you. Yes, hallelujah. But Shirley Allen, hey, Shirley. What's up, little sis? How you doing all the way out there in Bakersfield, California? What's going on up there in Victorville, California? And what's going on all the way out there in Texas? How y'all doing? Hey. praise God from whom all blessings. Thank you for the hearts and the love. I love y'all. Just keep sending them. What a show we have for you today. We have a wonderful show. But before we get started with our co-producers and our co-hosts, you know, I see my daughter Talana there. I see Brother Clarence there. Before we get started, I don't know if you guys watched any of the award show last night, but it was raunchy and it was disgusting. Okay, it was, I mean, they wanted to get some attention, so they had to use somebody to help them to get the attention. And so what they did was they brought, as the host of the show, Cardi B. Now, I don't know if you guys know Cardi B or you know her music or you know her style, but everybody knows she's raunchy. And last night, she couldn't even get out a full sentence without messing up a word. They didn't write her script because they just let her flow. And if you watch it, you'll see exactly how she flows. And I like her as an artist, but there's some things about her that I feel like is not appropriate for TV. And she's the one with the little kids. So I feel like when you go, and then I like Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, you know, I don't own the rights to the music, but I'm going to leave the door open. I'm going to leave my door open, girl. That song right there? Yeah. Okay, I see you right there. Let's see if we're going to get that caller on. We're going to get everybody on in just a few minutes. I'm just telling you, Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars has a new song out, and the new song, they're saying, we don't, you know, something about we don't care about your baby mama and your kids running all around the house. And I'm like wondering who is referring to. And then they call her a B-I-T-C-H. I don't own the rights to that either, and I don't want to. But this is in the song that they're singing, and our crowd's going crazy. Like, this is the best thing to call a woman. And I'm quite sure they're addressing the song to mostly African-American women, but they don't say that in the song. But if you can look up the song, it's by Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, and it has something to do with the word B-I-T-C-H. They're calling the women that in the song. I mean, they say it's like they sing it loud and clear, so you make sure you don't miss that part. So they did that song last night on the award show, and I thought it was tacky, raunchy, and I'm tired of our women being addressed as B's. They're not. A B as in beautiful, yes. B, W as in wonderful, yes. A as in artistic, yes. I as in intelligent, yes. Our sisters are intelligent, artistic, amazing, beautiful creatures that have been made by God. But when we call them out of their titles, we depreciate their queenism, their empress. They're an empress. We're emperors, and they're empress. And if we shouldn't go any lower than that. If you really love your women, don't call them out of their name. I'm so tired of hearing music where they're calling a woman out of her name. That's wrong. Okay, so wake up and smell the coffee because there's a new cup being brewed. I don't support that song by Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars. And Bruno Mars is a great, they're way up there. That's why they can use them to throw stuff out to the public that nobody else don't want to do because they're so high up as celebrities that they think that it's okay to do that. But we have to pay attention to what we're listening to, what our kids are listening to, and what our grandkids are listening to. You know what I mean? Because music, I love music. It's the most intelligent language on the planet Earth. But it's how you apply it, how you use it, you know, is so very, very important. And with that being said, we're also going to talk just for a moment on how whatever his name, Rittenhouse, Rittenberger, whatever he is, all of a sudden, you know, he gets free on all charges. He kills two people. He steals the AR-15 and shoots three people and wounds one to where he's wounded for the rest of his life, and the other two are dead. This kid gets off because he cried. Come on now. You know, and I know too, if that was a black man, please. They would have been, first of all, they would have got him for stealing, having an AR-15 for stealing that. Now, this kid's mother aided and abetted him and brought him to the march, to the rally. And she brought him there with a weapon that she knew that he had no business having. So it just goes to show you how our court system is working. I've been in the civil rights arena for over 30 years, and I'm telling you, it's changed, but it hasn't changed enough, and it won't change until we change it. We have to change it. And if we don't do that, then nothing's going to happen. So I'm just saying, pay attention, because there's a new cup of coffee being brewed every second. And the world don't stop rolling for nothing. It just keeps on rolling. But while it's rolling, we need to fight for justice and equality, and we need to make change, because change won't come unless we make the change. Okay? So I'll let that sink into the heart, resonance of your heart and mind this morning. And without further ado, let's get Clarence M. Allen in the studio. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Oh, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? I tell you, what's going on? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, to all our wonderful listeners throughout the nation and around the world? What's going on is the Eddie Jesse Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. He just hit a hot-button topic. You know, Pastor Eddie, man, you called it out like it is. It goes to show the infection of the dark ages of the primitive times, where there were those who were uncivilized, didn't respect women, didn't respect even men and their children. So we have allowed this infection to penetrate in our societies and some of our people. Ladies, do not allow a man to call you out of your name. Men, if you are a man, do not be beguiled into calling women out of their name. You know, I watched it, Pastor Eddie. I saw Cardi B, man. You know, you could tell a level of education, wisdom, knowledge with some people, but, you know, no pointing fingers. We all just have to, you know, pray for them that they work on their communication skills. And, man, with that song, Bruno Mars, them calling women out of their name. If I was a woman, I wouldn't even listen to that. Me as a man, I wouldn't even support, and I'm not going to buy that kind of music. You know, if they talk about stay woke. Well, if you're going to wake up, you're going to be aware and beware of the kind of language that has polluted our music. You know, our music is our communication. It's our dance. Man, it's the knowledge that we give. And if you don't know nothing, you can't teach nothing. You can't leave where you can't go, and you can't teach what you don't know.
That's so right, man. Thank you, Brother Clarence, for dropping that information, that knowledge, and that power. And without further ado, let's get in Professor Reams. Good morning, Professor Reams. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning, Pastor Jones, and how are you doing? And how is everyone doing this morning? This is the best blog talk radio show on Mondays, and I hope everyone is going to sit back, relax, get into their own limousines, and go for a nice ride with us, because we are not taking any prisoners. We're going to be dealing with the real deal, Holyfield, and providing all the information that can help you help yourself, and to have a blessed week for this week as we show how we and address issues, but how well we get along and talk with each other and respect each other, including our wonderful cohorts and our producers, our wonderful women that are on this show, as well as having a wonderful fellowship in how we appreciate all the things that the Lord has given us. So with that in mind, it's a pleasure to be on the show. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Pastor Jones and the regulator.
Thank you so much, Professor Reams. And I just wanted to get your opinion real quick before I bring Talana on and before I also bring Linda Goldie on. I just want to get your opinion. Last night, the award show was very raunchy and it was ghetto. I mean ghetto, especially with Cardi B at the helms of being the MC. And don't get me wrong, I'm not putting her down as a woman, but the way that she talked last night, she couldn't even get out a full sentence. And I know she's from Puerto Rico, and I respect that. But if you're going to be the MC of the entire show, and you coming out talking, you know, grabbing your, it was man. And then when Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars came on, and they, you know, they're singing this song, and then they say, "Yeah, and your baby mama with all their baby, you know, little kids running around the house like baby kids." They say baby kids running around the house, and then they say, "Well, just like that. And then he keeps on singing. You got to look up the song and sing it. I mean, hear it so you can see what they're saying. So, you know, it's like, wow, really? I couldn't believe it. It was just ridiculous. So, and don't get me wrong, I love music and I love entertainment. I've been around music all my life. But I know good music when I hear it, and I know bad music when I hear it. Without further ado, go right ahead, Professor Reams. Give me your take on it.
My take was that's why I only viewed it very briefly, the show, because I already knew what was going to be going on, especially when they had the lineup as is. And what you're seeing now is many of these artists have to come up with something that brings the dollars in. So after a wonderful, where he won so many Grammys for his album a few years ago in 2017 or so, along with the other accolades. Now he has to come back with something that will make money, and then with the idea with Cardi B and the same thing. It's almost how outrageous and how sensational can you bring in the ratings of this point? And so I was very appalled. I mean, coming from a generation where when you had these shows, it was a delight. You were an MC, you were entertaining, but you weren't offensive. It's almost like out of the ballpark when we're trying at this time, since we're so divided, to come up with a level of decency in light of what number 45 has placed us in. And so we're always judged by our representatives. So it's as though the world will be judging people of color as, well, that's how they are, and, you know, and that's why they're the other, and that's why we should control them, because look at how badly they do on these public ways. So that's why it's very important that, as we're saying, if the people are woke, they need to be a lot of pushback on both of these artists, say, like, you know, you need to dial this back or don't do this, because this is not what represents us. We love your music, but you can't do anything you want. Because think about it. Here you had an opportunity of social commentary like Michael Jackson did with many of his songs, okay? And you wasted this form to now because you're showing the worst type of behavior that I can imagine. Just when we are on the brink of folks trying to take apart every man that we've worked for generations to get to this point to have these shows. So that's why my hope, because it may or may not happen, is that somewhere along the line, the fans or all of us say, okay, love you dearly, but we need to go to the woodshed for a half minute so that we can have that conversation on what you should do moving forward, since this is a politically charged year. So I yield back to you, the regulator, and Pastor Jones.
Thank you so much. And just before I welcome my daughter, Tawana Jones, into the show, and also Linda Goldie, and also they had a scene where this guy does a song, and it looks like it's snowing all over the place. He comes out, he's looking crazy with a hat on and everything, and then he starts singing, and all of a sudden I look at his nails, and his nails are green. They're painted. His manicure is green. And I thought that was, like, absurd and ridiculous and unbelievable that they're promoting this thing, you know. They're shoving being gay down your throat now. It's, you know, there's a show called Modern Family where the two men are married. That's not a modern family made by God. That's not a modern family. John Ramsey, Jason Ramsey, Bishop Ramsey, call in to the show. Diamond Carter, call in. I put the number to the show up there. It's 646-787-8064. 747-787-8064. Please call in Bishop Jason Ramsey. You're on. That's you right there. Okay, I got you. I see you. Now I'm waiting on Diamond Carter. Come on, Diamond, call in. We want to talk to you. Without further ado, good morning to Lana Jones. Good morning. How are you, my daughter? Welcome to the show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Kalana, are you there? Why, hello there. That looks like... What's up, Rail Robinson? How are you? What's up, Elaine? How are you? What's up? So here it is. While we're waiting on my daughter to come on, because she's already in the queue, let's get Bishop Ramsey. Good morning, Bishop Ramsey. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. How you doing on this morning?
Man, I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful. I looked at that award show last night. I don't know if you had time to watch it, but, man, it was terrible. I mean,
I didn't get a chance to watch it. I was out helping the homeless people last night, and we were going from some doing some things for them for Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I like some of her music, but there's a song that I don't like, and it's called WAP, W-A-P. Now, if you haven't heard that song by Cardi B, when you look at it, you're looking at soft porn. That's what you're looking at. Okay. And her and the Stallion, whatever, and Megan the Stallion is on there. That's the young lady that got shot in the foot by the guy because I guess they were having some words with each other. And whatever she said to him must have really hurt his manhood because he pulled out a gun and shot her in the foot. And thank God he didn't shoot her in the head. But anyway, I'm not off way deep in the rap game, but I try to keep up with what's going on because that's the civil rights movement, too. Music is part of the movement. And, you know, like there were songs like that came out like Fight the Power. You know, I don't own the rights to the music, but, you know, Fight the Power. We got to fight the power that be. And then there's the Isley Brothers. Time is city wasted. There's no guarantee. Yeah. Time is only wasted. I try to play my music. They say my music's too loud. I try talking about it. I got to move all around. And when I roll with the punches, I got knocked on the ground by all this other stuff going down. So it's a civil rights song. You know, they're talking about the reality of what's going on. But when you start off a song and you calling a woman, you calling her baby, you know, you got your baby kids in the house. This is exactly what he said in his lyrics. And then Anderson .Paak comes out and calls her a B and keeps on singing the song. And the crowd was going crazy, like, yeah. I'm like, no. I'm so tired.
That's why it's praying time, Pastor. It's praying time.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I'm so tired of our women being called out of their name. And this is what makes them feel the way they do about us, because a real woman ain't going to want to be called a B, okay? Let's just keep it real. And, I don't know too many women that want to be called a B. I mean, especially in a song. It's all right to listen to the song. But come on now. And then the guy comes out, and he's singing a song, and then he's wearing shorts. And all of a sudden, he has on this green nail polish just so obvious. And he's a brother. And, the Illuminati has taken over, the Basma has taken over these young artists. And so they're making the artists, they're putting them on these shows. And when you get a little money in your hand, you're going to promote what you think is right because that's what they're telling you to promote. And they're pushing this whole gay movement down our throats. If it ain't on TV on a commercial, it's in our music. If it's not in your music, it's in the music video. And, like, I don't listen to Lil Nas at all, period. I never have and I never will. I don't support anything he does. As a matter of fact, he had a thing where he said he was pregnant. He came out pregnant in a dress, and he said he was promoting his new album. He was giving birth to his new album. But the whole thing was this whole gay movement thing. And I'm not knocking down nobody who's gay. That's your privilege. But I don't want my grandkids to keep asking me, Grandpa, why is that lady holding that other lady's that way and kissing her like that? Or, Grandpa, why is that guy hugging that guy and kissing him on the commercial like that? We are living in a twisted society now, and you better watch who you ask to be your leader, because you don't know who's leading you right now. Amen?
And
if you don't know God right, you're going to have a big problem, okay? Yesterday, my sermon was from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, 12, and 13. Write that down. And it was my sermon was, God has a plan. Okay?
See,
we might have a plan, but God has a plan. Now, we got a caller in the 214 area code. I'm going to go to them real quick. A caller in the 214 area code. Calling the 214 area code. Welcome to the show. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor
calling
Eddie Jones. This is Tamara Mark Biz Williams. How you doing?
Hey, I'm so happy you called in this morning. Did you watch the award show last night?
I saw a little, but I had to turn it off because it was too disgusting.
Okay, I'm not the only one then. Okay, let me. I'm not the only one. And don't get me wrong. I think Cardi B. It was a slap in the face to African Americans. They filled the place up with all these Caucasian people, and they let the people just act out of character. And I thought it was like, really? So they're trying to teach us that you don't have to speak with etiquette anymore. You don't have to say duly noted or please or thank you. You could just be like, look, I ain't got nothing. Oh, we got to get the show late. My Negro or whatever. And I'm like, okay, who can understand that? She's like, the whole show, she's like, wait a minute. But she couldn't get herself
properly.
It was a disgrace. I got to be honest with you. I would have rather have seen what's the other rapper that she's against all the time? Her arch enemy. She's a rapper also. They were battling with each other for a long time.
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. I would have rather have seen her because Nicki is a lot more classy. And we have to remember never to forget. And don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on Cardi B. But I wish that she would have presented our women a little bit better than she did last night, because she was repping all the sisters and all the Puerto Ricans and all the Latinos. So she had a big role to play last night, and I feel like she did not fulfill her obligation as far as showing the world who she really truly is. And if you go back and listen to her song called WAP, W-A-P, and y'all know what it stands for, it's like I said, it's out of control. So go ahead, my sister, go ahead and take the floor and tell me what's on your heart.
Yes, Pastor Eddie Jones. First, I want to say hello to everybody on the show. And I wanted to say, Pastor Eddie Jones, as you saw, the audience was all black folks. So with white people, probably maybe 5% of white people tuned into that broadcast last night. Now, what they're doing is they're showing black people in a bad light, and that's the only time we get to be on TV in media, and that's their time to show us in a bad light, just like they do on Love and Hip Hop and Basketball Wives and different things like that. You know, and we're selling out for that mighty dollar. We're selling out for that money. They will do anything for that money, and it's disgusting. But this is what white America will turn on and say, look at how these black folks act.
Yes. You know, and I got to tell you, I was appalled when the guy came out and first I was listening to him rap, and then he put his hand up to his face on purpose to get your attention. And this is when I said, okay, this is part of the Illuminati, this stuff right here. He all his nails were painted green. He had a green manicure that was obviously obvious, and it just took me out of the show. I was discombobulated with that. And then when Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars got up singing the song, the steps were cool. They looked like the Temptation old school. The music sounded good, but the lyrics, man.
Yes, Bruno Mars never used to disrespect women. So you see, they are changing the black culture to go ahead and be gay. Go ahead and sell your soul to the devil. Go ahead and be disrespectful. But do you see white America doing this right in front of your face on their country music award shows?
No, they don't. And that's what bothered me last night as I was watching it, because I knew it was going to be something to talk about. And it is something to talk about, because we have our little girls who are 9, 10, 11, and 12 years old, and they look up to these celebrities like they're gods. And they're not gods, okay?
Yeah.
There's Okay. Somebody said there's a little static
on
the line. Can you guys hear me okay? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes. Good morning, Diamond Carter. Can I just step in for a second? Because when you looked at Bruno Mars, you just hit the nail on the head with a sledgehammer when you said they wanted to emulate the Temptations. You could see it in their moves, but their song didn't have any class. Let me give you the Temptations with some class. Can I do that, Pastor Eddie?
Go right ahead. I mean, we don't own the rights to the music, but yes, give me some classic Temptations.
This is a classic Temptations with some with class. And Pastor
okay.
Eddie, this is the kind of music, man, that taught you how to speak to a young lady, a woman, or whatever. This here is the way we did it, man. This is the way you come to a woman as a man. Huh? You can only get this live on the Eddie Justice Jones Blog Talk Radio Show, Pastor Eddie. This is live on the Eddie Justice Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. Call your friends. Have them to call in. This is Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Radio Show.
To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all of the fellas in the world, she belongs to me. But it was just my imagination once again.
That's the way
me.
We talk to women as men.
It was just my imagination running away with me. Now, that was some music, okay? And don't get me wrong.
Yes.
I like a lot of songs. Don't get me wrong. I do like, and I don't own the rights to the music, you guys. I don't own the rights to the music, but I do like what you doing. Hey. Where you at? Oh, you got plans. Don't say that. I'm drinking wine in a robe. I look too good to be alone. My house clean, my pool's warm. I just chase moves like a newborn. We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing of the west wing of this mansion. What's happening? I ain't playing no games. Every word that I say is coming straight from the heart. But if you're trying to lay in these arms, I'ma leave the door open. Now, that I like that song.
All right now.
They did a good
I
job
love
on that song.
But he switched the game. He switched the game. That was the
yeah,
bait to
I know.
Get you in. That was the bait to
I
get
know,
you
so,
in.
Yeah, that was a switching bait. Because that, you know, and like I said, I don't own the rights to this music, but we're sharing it on the show. It was a switch and bait because they came out with Leave the Door Open, which is a love song, and it, you know, it makes everybody want to get together. But this other song they came out with last night with the calling a woman a bee and talking about, yeah, you ain't nobody, y'all. You a woman up in the house with baby kids. And I was like, what? I mean, I know he's not talking to the white folks about that. And please don't get me wrong, I'm not being racist, biased, or prejudiced, but I'm just keeping it real because we keep it real on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights because we all have rights. And if you don't stand up for something, you're going to fall for anything. And don't fall for the okey-doke because if you do, you're going to get caught slipping. Hey, good morning, Terry Worthy, one of my Susan Miller Dorsey High favorites. Good morning, Terry Worthy. Nice to hear you, just see you on the show this morning with all the other wonderful people. And right now we're just talking about the award show that took place last night. We're going to switch reels right now because I want to talk about the guy, this 17-year-old who stole an AR-15. His mother brought him in to join a movement. A riot or whatever you want. Hey, what's up, Cynthia Rogers? How you doing? God bless you. What's up, Elaine? How you feeling? Let me give a shout-out to all my people on Facebook Live. Archeria Bell, what's happening, my sister? Hey, what's up, Bishop Ramsey? All right. Sister Elaine and all my people. Shirley, Diamond Carter, I'm glad to have you on live, Diamond. Thank you so much for calling into the show. If you want to call into the show right now, wherever you are, it's 646- 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Press 1. It'll put you in the queue, and you can share your views, or you can share about the statements that we're making. Thank you so much for that. And, hey, Rachel, what's happening way out there? Rachel, how's everything in Miami? And how's everything out there and for all my people in Texas? Okay, without further ado, wait, let me get one person on the show. Caller that just called in the 503 area code, are you there? Good morning.
I'm there.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Linda Goldie. Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie, all the way from Oregon.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Happy
Linda.
Monday.
Okay, is Pennsylvania in the house too? I see PA's in the house. What's up, Pennsylvania? How you doing too? What's going on?
Hey, man.
Good
doing
morning.
Good.
Good morning. Hey, man.
Doing good.
Now, I want to ask everybody, because this young man shot these two people and killed them. Everybody saw the trial. I watch Court TV all the time because I work in the civil rights arena, so I keep up with that kind of stuff. This kid shoots and kills two people and wounds one really bad, and he doesn't get charged on anything. He walks free out of the courtroom. Matter of fact, he left the courtroom before they could finish with the case. He got up and left. He just got up and walked out. I think the whole thing was just an act, the way he fell out crying and all that. And I just want to get some opinions on it really quick. So I'm going to start off with you, Bishop Ramsey, how did you feel about what happened with Rittenhouse or Rittenberger or whatever, the court trial where he shot the two people and killed them, and he stole
the court system. Yeah, my opinion, the court system's messed up, and he should have been in trouble for that, because why are you going to go out there and kill two people? And, you know, I remember when George Floyd passed away and that cop was putting his knee on his neck, and
yeah.
So that was kind of, it's wrong. And, you know, the cop finally got caught, and I guess he's still in jail. I don't know if he's still in jail or not because I haven't been following it. But, no, if you see he was crying, but guess what? No tears came out of his eyes. Uh-oh. So that was fake. So, to me,
yeah.
He deserved to get punished because why are you going to go out there and kill people? But I know he said he tried to do it in self-defense. But see, you can't bring a gun into I guess it was called a protest. But you can't bring a gun in there and start, you know, killing people. So my opinion is that the kid should have got some kind of judgment.
Yeah, well, I guess they just gave him a license to kill now. Good morning, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Welcome to the show. It's such an honor to have you on Facebook Live, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, all the way out there in Mississippi. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. You know, it's so sad. So I'm going to go I don't want to stay on this topic too long. Thank you so much, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. I don't want to stay on this topic too long, but I think he should have went to prison. The court system is messed up. And now I'm continuing to watch the Ahmaud Arbery case. I was there in Brunswick, Georgia. I went there. I marched with the Ahmaud Arbery family. I did a protest with them. We stood together in solidarity for justice and equality. And oh, it's Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I want to get it right. Hello, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, all the way out there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where the best gumbo I ever had was when I came out there the last time when I was in the Juneteenth parade in Louisiana, and then I left there and I was in the Juneteenth parade in Mississippi, and then I left there and I was in the Juneteenth parade in Texas. So it was a good Juneteenth. Hopefully this year we'll be able to do Juneteenth again and keep it going. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Now I could not believe that this kid got off with these crimes. If that was a black man, he wouldn't have never left that courtroom. I'm not being prejudiced. I'm not being racist. But I've got to keep it real. If that was a black man who shot and killed two people and severely wounded the third person, it would be a 25 years to life sentence. That's what would happen. It would be 25 years to life, and it probably would be double life, okay? But this kid walks out the courtroom untouched, unscathed, and didn't care. He just got up and left out the courtroom, okay? Wrong, wrong, wrong. I want to go to Professor Reams really quick. And before I do that, I want to welcome my daughter to the show. Good morning, Tulana Jones. Welcome to the show. Everybody say good morning to Tulana Jones and to Linda Goldie. Everybody say good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Tulana.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, all my wonderful co-hosts and dad. Good morning. I have been able to listen in bites because my sound bite keeps going in and out. So I praise God that you're able to hear me right now. And
we can hear you loud and clear.
I hung up and called back in. So right as I called back in, you called me on. So praise God, I'm here. So it's been. Yeah. I've heard a lot over the show, and it's again. I called it white privilege. I really do believe that's exactly what it is. It's and he has the. His for things being premeditated and already thought of, there's a lot of misunderstanding that I still don't understand right now, and I'm younger, so it still doesn't make any sense. And that means, what does it mean to protect and serve now?
Amen. Exactly. Precisely. Well said, Tulana. Well said. Mm-hmm. Well said. Let's give a hand for that. What does it mean? I mean, this guy is gonna this young kid, he's gonna kill again. He's gonna kill somebody again because now they gave him the privilege to kill somebody again by not punishing him for murdering someone. Now, if I murder somebody tomorrow or even today, you think I'm gonna get the same kind of court trial? I understand that he was able to pick his own jurors. Now I'm trying to figure out, was he the judge's nephew or was he the judge's favorite? Who knows? But it wasn't the kind of case. So let's keep our eyes on the Ahmaud Arbery case. I'm watching that case. And like I said, I was there in Brunswick, Georgia. I was so angry. First I went to Minnesota and I was with the George Floyd family. Then I left there and I went to, as soon as I got the phone call, I went right to Georgia. And so now I want to get into one of our topics. And our topic is applicable to what's going on right now. I told you that I call it COVID-19 post-traumatic stress syndrome. COVID-19 post-traumatic stress syndrome. That's what I call it. I gave it a title because people are acting so crazy and so out of character these days, you know, you don't know what to expect. So our first topic is, since the pandemic, why are people so angry and doing crazy and hateful things to one another? Since the pandemic, why are people so angry and doing crazy and hateful things to one another? Now, look at this guy who just took a gun, and they killed him on TV. I mean, he was a brother, and he was kidnapping people. He just went on a shooting spree in downtown L.A. He just went and killed like four or five people. And then they finally had to send SWAT in, and they were on video camera. They showed him killing the guy right there on the spot. Now, it was not too long ago, they wouldn't show you that on TV. You would not see somebody get annihilated like that. But that's how cold the system is getting, and the police is trying to send out a message is, this is what we're going to do to you if you keep acting crazy. One Latino guy went ballistic and got into a truck, and this dude was like, the police had him caged in and everything, and he still drove away. And he was hitting police cars left and right. Now, if that would have been me hitting police cars left and right, I think they would have filled my car with some lead, okay? I'm just saying. But they gave this guy 25,000 times to get away from them, and I thought it was unbelievable. A young Latino sister gets into a truck and driving drunk. She stole it from her boyfriend. She drives down the freeway and runs into the back of a truck, a big 18-wheeler truck, and, of course, she was completely discombobulated. They had to, you know, get the jaws of life to get her out the car and give her CPR and who knows what. I'm just saying the stuff I see happening now is crazier than it's been ever happening before. So I want to get some opinions on it. And I want to start off with Diamond Carter. Diamond, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still with you.
Oh, praise God. You might have to speak a little bit louder. Let me see if I can turn you up a little bit. Now, since the pandemic, people have been doing some crazy things. They've been locked. They've been locked up. Yes, we can. They've been locked up in the house for a whole year, and now they're coming out the house, and they you know, I just want to get your opinion on what do you think about COVID-19 post-traumatic stress syndrome and what people are doing?
Yes, I do believe that since the pandemic, 2019, everything was fine. Once 2020 hit with the pandemic, everybody has been going crazy. And some people may agree with me and some not, but we are living in the last days, Pastor Eddie Jones, and some that are taking a shot. It is messing with their mind, and now it's good between evil. God's people are on this earth, and the devil's people are on this earth. And with the mask, Pastor Eddie Jones, you can see right through the eyes. You can see who's evil and who's not. So Satan's people are on this earth, and say what you want to say, but something is in that shot, and something is messing with people's minds, and it's turning people into wicked, just savages.
I agree with you 100%. You know, there's a commercial about insurance that says, I can't take that ride. Yes, yes, thank you. That was good information. Thank you. You know, when they say, I can't take that ride, I can't take that shot, okay? I can't take that shot. I just can't do it. When I read about what's inside that vaccine and I saw that thing inside moving inside of there, you got to look at it under the microscope, but you can't see it. But what it is, it can be programmed to do whatever it does. It's called a nanochip. And a nanochip is a micro. It's so small you can't even see it. But it's a little robot inside of that shot. And that little robot can be activated by sound waves and by other things. And it just has not been activated yet. But people are taking that shot, and people are really acting out of character. This shot not only has people acting out of character, people who have taken the shot are against the people who have not taken the shot. And it's all about separation. It's all about divide and conquer. And this New World Order is like a communist kind of movement where we're going to control you with a COVID-19 card. We're going to control you with a COVID-19 chip. We're going to control you, period, and we're going to tell you in the future what time to go home and go to bed. We're going to tell you in the future we're going to have sobriety checkpoints where you drive up and they're going to check you to see if you have your vaccine shot. And if you don't, of course, you can already see you can't get the goods that you want to get. I just recently went to Baldwin Hills Shopping Plaza. You can't get into the Baldwin Hills Shopping Plaza without a COVID-19 card. You can't get into the theater right there, Cinemark, without a COVID-19 card. That's the mark right there. That's the beginning of the mark of the beast. If you can't get into a place you normally could just walk into, it's all by design. It's called a premeditated conspiracy to take control over all the population. Why do they want the whole world to take the shot? And here's something else they just did. They just did a commercial yesterday saying that they want all of the kids, they're going to give them tickets, free tickets to Disneyland if they take the shot. They're going to give them a raffle of $500 if they take the shot. Now, if the shot is good, why do you have to convince somebody that the shot is good?
Why are you bribing people? Before it was 12 and up, so now you're getting the babies. So they know what they're doing. They're strategic. This is to kill off some of the population. But we that are with God cannot take that shot. That's the people say, oh, I know it's real. My family member has it. No, they got it because they got the shot. I'm a witness. My father took it, and he hasn't been the same since.
You know what? Cicely Tyson took the shot, and she died 2 weeks later. One of the most famous baseball players in the world took the shot, and he died 3 weeks later. Something is not right in those shots. I can't figure it out. I know for sure the Johnson & Johnson shot, you know, you could get blood clots and heart problems and whatever else it does to you. But those other shots, and they're saying now, oh, we can mix and match shots. No, no, no. I'm not taking not one of them. And they're going to get to a point. Yes, you're right, Bishop Ramsey. They're going to get to a point where they're going to make you take that shot. And when that day comes, Hey, what's up? Good morning, Gloria Majors, all the way out there. When that day comes, that's when I will be with the underground resistance. I'm going to be against the government. Because if they can
I'll take a shot. I'll be with you. I'm not taking that
shot. I'll be a five-star general in the underground resistance. Okay? Because we got to survive, and we got to get through this without being made to take a shot. Okay? So I went to the doctor the other day for my physical, and the lady asked me, the doctor said, "Oh, Mr. Jones, you haven't had your flu shot." I said, "If you check my record, I haven't had one in 20 years." And I'm not taking one, okay? I don't need a flu shot. Okay. Yeah. No,
and
double
Eddie
no.
Jones, okay. If these shots are free from the government, you're going to have to shake your head, just like they did those young men with the Tuskegee Institute, you know what I mean? Saying they were giving them penicillin and they gave them syphilis. So anything free from the government, watch out.
Amen. Yes, because when the Black Panther Party was giving out free breakfast and lunch to the kids before they go to school, the government was giving out blocks of cheese. I don't know if y'all remember that. The government was giving out blocks of cheese in that time and powdered milk, okay?
Yep.
But the Black Panther Party, I'm sorry, go right ahead.
No, I'm agreeing with you. They were giving out food.
Yes. And the Black Panther Party, which they labeled them as a notorious movement, but they were not. They were protecting themselves, and they had the right to bear arms, and they were cooking full breakfast, bacon, eggs, toast, and cereal every morning for the kids so when they go to school they could think right. Because if you're hungry, you can't do a test, okay? Right. If you're hungry, you can't produce the best you. But if you get some nutrients and some vitamins inside of your body, you're going to be all right. And this is the reason why, and I almost want to go show you, matter of fact, I am going to show you because we're live on the show. I can do it, you know. Why not? Yeah, I'm taking y'all with me. And let's walk right over here. I want to show y'all something. And this is on the regular. Okay, I'm not playing with this thing. Because if you play with it, it ain't going to be all right for you. So there we go. Let's see. We got the echinacea right there. We got the echinacea and golden seal. We got the ginkgo, the vitamin E, the calcium, magnesium, and zinc, chewable vitamin C. I got my D3 right there, and, of course, my fish oil. So I'm not playing with this thing. I'm not going to take it, but I'm going to keep on doing my turmeric, my ginger, and all the other things that I need to do to help keep me healthy and strong and keep my immune system healthy and strong. And so far, I've had to, you know, because of my job, I've had to take the test, but I've taken the test, and it was negative, of course. It's negative. Thank you, God, that it's negative. But I'm just saying, we got to keep ourselves, build our immune systems up, so, you know, get ready, because if you're not ready, you're going to miss out. So without further ado, I want to go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor. What do you think about how people are acting since the pandemic and since they've been locked up in the house for a year? What do you think?
People acting out of who they really are. You know, it was just, took a couple of mechanisms to put in place into our society for people to act out in their normal nature and their character. You know, Pastor Eddie, we're looking at something huge here. This is just the beginning of this COVID thing. This is just the beginning of the mandatory mandated vaccine. We're just at the tip of the spear with the diseases that is man-made to kill off the population. It's called eugenics. And,
yeah,
you know, back during those 70s when Malcolm X said, by any means necessary, at that time, we wasn't studying our adversaries, so we had to use every means possible to fight them off. But now,
yes,
in these days, that is an obsolete formula because you can kill yourself while trying to fend off your adversaries. So now we have to be ingenuous in our thinking. We have to use critical thinking. We have to study our adversary. Then we can apply a plan to resist the nature of the beast. So,
amen.
You know,
praise,
it all goes
God
along with the many solutions that's in the word of the Bible. It goes along with the many solutions that's in our educational system, you know, and even in our communities. You know, when we look at how Vietnam fought off the different countries with guerrilla warfare, which came from Africa, you know, that's how we fought off the Europeans back then. So, you know, we're just at the beginning of all this. You know, they say, well, we have to wait and see, and now you need a booster shot. And so, you know, those nanobites, they only last so long before the power wears down and they become dead. So then you need that next shot. So when they screen you, and it's all starting analog now, but when it becomes fully digital, it's going to get to where you said, where, you know, how they take the gun now and they take your temperature. It's going to be just like that to find out who has been vaccinated, because it's digital. It's live. It's the Luciferus that you spoke about months ago and weeks ago up on this show, that live enzyme that's inside of this vaccine. And so, you know, we were talking about how people are acting out. I was just looking at, you had somebody yesterday in Waukesha, Wisconsin, ride through a parade in a car, killed 5 people, injured 18 kids. 11 of them right now is in the ICU. A 3-year-old boy was just shot in the head in his bedroom playing a game here in Pasadena, California. You know, so it's all over the place. Anything that you can and cannot imagine is happening right now.
Man, thank you so much, Brother Clarence. Thank you so much. Yeah. I want to go to our professor on our show, who's a real professor, Professor Reams. Please take the floor. Tell us what you think about pandemic. Why are people so angry and doing crazy and hateful things to one another? And they are defying the police. I mean, they defy them. So go right ahead, Professor Reams. Please take the floor and give us your take on that.
Well, thank you, Pastor Jones. Now, let's also take a bigger picture. Many times when the old administration, that's usually presidential administration, usually ends, there is a part of that administration that kind of stays around, the attitude, the functions, the whole nine yards that goes with it. So when it was the end of the Obama era, people were looking very hopeful and doing social activism and also doing some of the things they did. We still had our problems, but at least it left on a good note. When we looked at what happened at the end of number 45's administration, it appeared that the politics became crueler, the leaders became more offensive in one way, shape, or form because they honored. Currently, we're looking at between one side is trying to govern as best they can, even though they've had their problems, and the other side has turned into what is called kind of a cult, the Republican Party, where they're even in the halls of Congress. Congress folks are threatening to kill each other or create cartoons to harm each other. So as this is spiraling out, it only here is the issue. Those Congress people are not acting independently. They're representing their constituents who are supporting how this congressperson is acting, like your Lauren Boebert's, like the Marjorie Taylor Greens, and all these other things in general. So as Clarence Allen mentioned, it's this pandemic actually revealed who we are at this point, and where we've always had this it's a situation of where it's a spiritual warfare, and that being cooped up and isolated and not getting the proper stimulation or with love and nurturing has only made it worse. So in light of taking the vaccine, that can be definitely a factor because everybody's body doesn't work in the same way, and some of the things that are in there may be having ill effects. But what I've seen in some situations is that the folks who were, well, like having troubles and conflicts before having taken the vaccine are still the same person during the vaccine and afterwards. So it's only one of those circumstances where, whether it is or whether it isn't, the folks had a prone to more negative and destructive behavior. And so that's why you're looking at this where you have isolation, you can't touch each other, we can't communicate with each other and have that connection, which is causing people to focus on their darker side and just do the thing. So it's almost like as much prayer as we can have, we cannot have that connection, that like a church service or something that would allow us to express our emotions. We are in isolation. And in that isolation, it tends to drift over towards those negative aspects, whether you call them demon spirits or whatever in general. So that is why when we rejected what number 40 was doing and we wanted to bring back decency, we're now having a war between being decent and being any old way. You just expressed it with the idea of what was on the show with Cardi B and Holly Ruinati. One thing that people are not sharing is the fact that all the good things that have been going on, which do not make it to the news. The fact that we are having this conversation, the fact that we are coming together to question these myths from the Willie Lynch memo all the way to our structure, we're capable of changing it, but it's being compromised by all of these distractions. So that is where the good Lord is speaking to us and saying, look, you got it within your power. If you are the change you're looking for, don't get distracted with some of this stuff, because when you move over in the direction I'm taking you to, it's all going to move us in a direction which helps resolve these things. And so that's why you're seeing with the elections, folks are, the elections of it. There is the fear that democracy is sliding off, and we'll go into an authoritarianism. There's going to be a return of Trump, and then he's going to enslave us all. So all of this is part of the real issue that should they get back into power, they'll try to impeach, get rid of Joe Biden for whatever lies they can come up with, and then reinstall some sort of authoritarianism. Now, what do we need to do? What we need to do is, as we've done before, we need to sit back, reflect, and this is why these holidays, regardless of their origin, like Thanksgiving and or Christmas, allows us to identify who we are and whose we are, you know, through prayer, through a lot of prayer. And then we identify and just have that conversation with that loved one who has been having these feelings and ask the question, have we been talking to you? Have we been helping you? And to come to some sort of understanding of what the needs are and to help that person every step of the way when they have that cry for help. So that is where we're doing it. You know that Pastor Ramsey was out with the homeless? Well, then we have that mission, just like Pastor Ramsey, to show that love of the Lord on being understanding as they are struggling through whatever they're going through, because that's what's leading to them to make the wrong decision and then acting out and then causing all of this pain and suffering, because they're also feeling pain and suffering at the same time.
Wow. Amazing. Thank you.
That's where I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
All right, let's give a big hand for our professor, Professor Raines. And you guys, come on.
Professor Raines.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor.
Now, we're talking about something very important. We got some feedback. Somebody turn your phone down, please. Thank you so much. God bless you. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. If you want to listen online, you go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions, Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions. And you can listen to the show online, and you can see, what's going on online. Now, if you want to call into the show, you dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. I put it up on the screen on Facebook Live. And also, you know, you're able to, you know, go onto the show online, or you could just call in. either one. And we're talking about a very sensitive topic. I call it COVID-19 post-traumatic stress syndrome, which is affecting people mentally and physically and psychologically, and it's making people act out of character. I think it's the shot, and I also think that it's the government pressure that they put on everybody. Nobody has ever been told to stay in the house for a whole year. If somebody tells you to stay in the house for a year, it's like you're in jail in your own country, okay? I love you, too. Who just hit that? Oh, Annette. Hey. Hey, Annette Williams, how are you? Call into the show. You know the number. we invite you on, too. And we're talking about a very sensitive topic. We're talking about pandemic. Since the pandemic, why are people so angry and doing crazy and hateful things to one another? And like it was just like Brother Clarence just said, somebody took a car yesterday and just ran into a parade. For what? Why would you just go running? All these kids are in a parade. But it just goes to show you how demented some people can be. And then, you know, you got all these shootings going on. All this, it's just, oh, yeah, by the way, and don't forget about the chain of robberies with the Louis Vuitton stores across the United States, not just in Beverly Hills, but across the United States. They've been robbing the Louis Vuitton stores and coming out with hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they've been catching people, too, because what they do is they get a whole lot of people, like 14 or 15 people, and they just all rush in at the same time with masks on. And I heard they shot one of the employees and or beat him up or did something, I don't know. But they will catch him slowly but surely. Maybe not all of them, but the ones that they do catch, they're going to pay for what the other ones did. I want to send a big shout-out to Annette. Hey, Sister Annette Williams. I want to send a big shout-out to Gloria Majors. Thank you, Bishop Ramsey. I know you're getting ready for your show, but thank you for coming on, man. Thank you for your prayers, and I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And speaking of that, we're going to switch reels now. We're going to switch reels. And I just want to really quick, I want to get a poem from Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, if you're ready, please take the floor and give us some poetry after all of this stuff we just finished talking about. We need to cool it down a little bit. We need some poetry.
Okay, well, this poem that I had planned to read is not going to cool it down too much, but I was reading Hezekiah the other day, as I wrote a poem about him. Hezekiah was a king who wanted sons, continuing his godly rule upon the throne, but he had none and wasn't shown what would happen if he had a son or two to call him dad. So Hezekiah begged and cried to prolong the day he died, and he was given 15 more years to live and sons before he finally was heaven sent, but left two sons that caused lament. If only he could see ahead the ruin that would come instead from the sons he tried to raise to know the Lord and give God praise. But no, that's not the way his sons would go. What is the lesson we should learn? Be careful now for what you yearn. For only God can see ahead to what will happen when you're dead. If you cry to get your way and God relents, what can you say? We think that our small wisdom is best, but we are wrong. We cannot see the years ahead in wanting to be strong. We're ruled by much illusion with confusion in the mix. When we think we have the answers that surely God should fix, then with the wings of vanity, calamity remains, promoting mass insanity where no one ever gains.
Wow, let's give a big hand for Linda Goldie from Oregon. All the way from Oregon, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I want to send a really big shout. Yes, sir. One second. You can take the floor.
Well done.
I want to send a special shout out to my first cousin, Shamanika Bell, who owns Lucky Hair Salon and Lucky's Hair Supplies, a beauty supply in Lufkin, Texas. And she'll be sending me out some flyers, and I will be promoting. She has a product that she promotes, and it really makes your hair grow. And you guys can see I've been using it, and look at my hair. I'm not playing. I mean, between her and my beautician, my hair is growing back, and I'm 62 years old. I'm not ashamed to tell anybody. My hair is still growing. And, you know, so these Lucky hair products really work. There's the beard oil for guys who have beards. There's the oil for your hair, which I use on my hair. And then there's the edge control that controls your edge. So, Shamanika Bell, there's a shout-out for you. and give my love to my cousin Linda and to all my family in Texas. And God bless you. Without further ado, Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor. Go ahead, brother. What's happening?
Yes, Pastor Eddie, I don't know who this is, but when we have our readings, we have our co-host on here presenting their segments. Who's ever making that disturbing noise? Please cut it out. We want to hear Linda Goldie clear. I like to do my reading clear with no interruptions, no outside extra noises. Linda Goldie is a phenomenal poetess. She writes some beautiful and knowledgeable writing. And even our other co-hosts have very important subject matters to present. So whoever you are that creates the outside noise, please cut it out.
Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. Thank you. Which takes me to our second topic. Our second topic is, where were you when the Rodney King beating took place? Where were you when the Rodney King beating took place? Now, I don't know about you, but I will remember never to forget watching a human being take the worst beating from the police department that I've ever seen in the history of my life, except for what I saw with George Floyd. Now, I don't know about you, but that was an extremely very sensitive topic and subject matter for me to even talk about, just thinking about the beating itself. However, later on, after he was found deceased in the swimming pool, I was retained by his family because he was going to do a book signing because he had just written a book and he got an advance on the book. And after that, I don't know what happened, but he died. And so I was able to do a press conference and go do his book for the family. And I was honored beyond words to go and do the book signing for Rodney King. But where were you on that dreadful evening when Rodney King was beat within an inch of his life? And I'm going to start off with Talana Jones. Talana, please take the floor. Well, wait a minute. Talana, please take the floor. Okay. Good morning, Lisa Amba. How are you, Lisa? I see you. God bless all my Dorsey family. I love you all so much. And no matter what, we are family. Amen. Praise God. So go right ahead, Talana. Where were you at, and what do you remember about the Rodney King beating?
I was feeling grateful. Yes, I am, Dad.
Okay.
I was feeling grateful when the Rodney King and the Reginald Denny beating happened. And it was very bad. The riots were right in the heart of Englewood. So it happened very close to, I can hear an echo sound bite. Yes, I do recall being there, that not a pleasant situation. We went through a lot of turmoil. It was just like kind of similar to what we're going through now, but in a past tense.
Now, let me ask you a question. Can you? All right, hold on. Let me put this back on here. Let me see. Okay, go ahead and speak. Can you hear any feedback?
No, Dad, it's all clear.
Can you guys hear?
Dad, it's all clear.
It's all clear?
No, I do know.
Okay, that's very important. Okay, all right, let's take that off of there then. Let's turn that off. That might be some of the feedback. We don't want you to get the feedback. We want you to get the full interview. So, yes, that was a really bad time. So thank you, Talana, for sharing that on the show. With that being said, I want to go to Diamond Carter. Diamond, where were you, and what do you remember about the Rodney King beating? Diamond, are you still with us? Okay, go right ahead. Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, I happened to be at work at the time, and I worked for the government, and there was a division between co-workers on the job. All of us black people were appalled, and then the white people were, you know, all in one corner. So it was a very tense environment. A work environment, and having to see this brother beat and see how the city came out. But Yes, it not only affected us seeing this on the news, but it affected us in our work environment. Like I said, I was on my job, and people were having their own opinion about it, and it made some people not want to talk to other people just because of what happened to Rodney King. If we said that wasn't right, and then a white person was like, well, he must have been doing something wrong. Well, he didn't deserve to get beat like a dog.
No, he did not deserve
it. It caused controversy at my place of employment, and I worked for the government.
Wow. Wow, that's unbelievable. Thank you so much, Diamond, for sharing that with us. Don't go anywhere because I want to come back. I want to go to Clarence M. Allen right now. Clarence M. Allen, what do you remember about the Rodney King beating? And didn't you think it was pretty odd how they found him dead in the swimming pool? And he was an avid swimmer. He could swim really good. But right after he received his advance from his book, Rodney King's book, and that's when they found him dead the very next day. So go right ahead, take the floor, Brother Clarence. Where were you and what did you think about the Rodney King beating?
Yes, first of all, I'm thankful for the guy who filmed that beating because it doesn't matter what department or what city that you live in. When it comes to being a black man and to be beaten by a unlawful enforcement person or personnel, they never tell a lie. So to have that film, first of all, to prove them liars, to prove them guilty, that was huge. During that time in my life, I wasn't living to the best of my ability, but I was at home when I saw the video on the news, and just to see how they could well away tirelessly. I mean, these guys were exhausted and continued to beat this man to a pulp. And they couldn't lie about what was on that videotape. And for them not to be found guilty of it, man, it's still huge. This just goes to show, even unto today, the power of the white man can do just about any and everything. And even if it's on video, we talked about Rittenhouse at the beginning of this show. For him, those police who beat Rodney to get away with what they did, goes to show you nothing has changed. Only time. So that's just a dark day.
And brother,
another dark day in
brother
American
Clarence,
history.
Brother Clarence, I agree with you. And that's why I'm comparing the Rodney King beating to the court case with Ahmaud Arbery, to all the other murders, Sandra Bland. I can't even name them all. Maitrice Richardson. I could go on and on and name how many innocent people have been killed by the police department for basically no reason, really, because you don't have to kill a person when you can use a PR-24, you can use mace, you can use beanbags to stop a person. But this police brutality has been something that has gotten way, way out of control. The justice system is way, way out of control. The court system is definitely out of control. And that's why I'm keeping my eyes on the Ahmaud Arbery case. And I'm telling you right now, and I don't wish any civil unrest anywhere in the United States of America, but it is coming. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they're fed up, just like they were fed up with the George Floyd case. I was out there in Minnesota with the George Floyd family, and we marched those streets day and night. And guess what? Strength runs in numbers. And if you want to have power and authority, you have to have numbers, and we definitely had the numbers in Minnesota. And following Minnesota, I left there and went to Brunswick, Georgia, and I met with the NAACP presidents there. I met with the grassroots organizations there, and we galvanized together, and we took over that city. because we wanted to make a point, and we're not finished yet. We're still working on it. It is WIP work in progress, and I'm telling you, and I'm telling all the listeners, they better do the right thing, and they better do the right thing, and I do mean do the right thing. Those men need to go to prison because we can't. I'm sick of these vigilante, gun-toting, right-wing, no-good people who they let Ahmaud Arbery bleed out and die. They could have, if he would have got some medical help, he would have lived. But they made sure that no paramedics was called, no police was called, because they were trying to figure out what their plan was going to be on why they killed him. Okay? First they hit him with the car and bumped him. They kept bumping him with their truck. And they talking about they were trying to do a citizen's arrest. That's not how you do a citizen's arrest. That's against the law. That's assault with a vehicle with the intent to harm a human being. But anyway, I'm going to go to Professor Rand. I'm sorry. Yes, go right ahead.
Yes. Oh, this is Diamond. I just had a question.
Yes.
Pastor John.
Okay, you're kind of going up.
I feel the frustration of this young man needing justice for him killing.
Yeah.
But is there any way we can all have this same justice when there were, every day, there's 30 black males and females slaughtered by the hands of us on the streets, and nobody is outraged? How come America only gets outraged when they see it on the news? They only talk about it on the news. But I have a little Shantae, 5 years old, was just murdered 2 days ago in Brooklyn. I have 16-year-old Jasmine that was murdered. I have 18-year-old Daquan that was murdered. So why aren't we outraged? Why aren't we protesting when we kill us, and we don't say we need to get these killers to justice? We need to get them off the street. Well, nobody says anything. So I agree, but we are being hypocritical. If we're saying Black Lives Matter, then all lives matter. Nobody takes this much attention when we kill each other in our own neighborhoods. And I know L.A. has had over 25 homicides in the last week. So we need this same attention and people to come out and fight when we kill each other and demand justice for the families, because they cry just as bad as that young man who was shot down in Georgia. Our families cry just as hard as George Floyd's family cry. But guess what? And I'm going to let you go. We have to go out to their grave on their birthday, on Memorial Day. They won't be with us for Thanksgiving. They won't be with us for Christmas. But we always have to go to their grave site on all these holidays every month out of the year. I yield to you.
I you know, Diamond, you hit the nail on the head, and we that's our next segment for next Monday. So you got to call back in, because next Monday, that's what we were going to be talking about. I hate black-on-black crime. I just hate it. Look at the little kid in Pasadena, California, 13 years old. A stray bullet came in his room while he's playing the game and killed him.
Activists don't come out? How come the activists don't come out and protest when there's a killing in our neighborhood? This is what I'm saying. It's a double standard. Everybody can say, yes, this is awful, but we don't get all the clergy. We don't get all the community. We don't get all the leaders standing up. I saw about 100 people in Wisconsin or wherever it was, where this cow is from, yesterday protesting black pastors and black people protesting because there was no justice. But why don't they come out when somebody's killed right in front of your church? It doesn't make
sense. It's only when
yes.
it's sensationalized
yes.
that we get on it. And I'm sick of it because it's the double standard.
Okay, and you know, speaking of that, the pastor that was shot in front of his church, there, we are dealing with that right now as we speak. A lot of my pastor friends that I've talked to, and we are all working together in solidarity to do something about that. But this is a bigger problem. This is an enormous problem, and so I want to table it right now, but I want to revisit it next Monday, and that's going to be one of our topics. Okay. So, Diamond, I need you to come back, because when you come back on the show, we'll be able to address those issues and put together a task force that can deal with these heinous, unnecessary black-on-black crime murders, just like what happened to your brother. And my heart goes out to Brother Mark Biz, and I want to congratulate you on all the hard work that you've been doing to make sure that people know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about everything that's been transpiring. So we appreciate you on the show. We love you so very much, and we really appreciate what you're sharing with us. I'm going to go to Professor Reem. You guys heard it. That was Diamond Carter, and she just put out some very pertinent, wonderful, good information that needs to be addressed. And we have so much between the pandemic and the police shootings and the police brutality and these wicked courtrooms, boy, do we have a lot on our plate, more than we can eat. Sometimes we have to throw some food away. It's so bad, okay? But I want you to welcome to the show, caller in the 936-299. I know this is Cousin V. Good morning, Cousin V. How are you? Caller in the 936-299 area code, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I thought you were there. Everybody say good morning. Everybody say good morning to Cousin V.
Good morning, Cousin V. Welcome
good morning.
To the show.
Good morning, everyone.
Cousin V!
Good morning, Cousin V.
All the way
good
from
morning,
Texas.
Everyone.
Amen. And if I'm not mistaken, I thought we had Pastor Ramsey, or Bishop Ramsey. Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm on a different line. The speaker didn't show up, so I got another half hour to be on the Eddie Justice Jones Jr. show. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to come
Amen.
Back with you in a little while for some prayer, because we're going to need some prayer before this show is over for all
Amen.
The things that we have talked about. Amen. Amen. I want to go to Professor Reems just for about a minute and a half. I want to hear from him about the Rodney King beating, because the Rodney King beating was, it changed a lot of stuff. The riots went on. They burnt the city down. I mean, at the time I was driving people to the airport because they were so afraid, they just wanted to get out of L.A. It was bad. It was bad. The people retaliated. We should have been retaliating in a different way, but people were so angry, they just started tearing up property and burning down places, and some people had to put signs in their windows saying this is a black-owned business, so they skipped over the black-owned businesses, but they still destroyed a lot of stuff in their own communities. And I always say baby needs diapers and grandparents need soup and food and whatever, so don't tear up the grocery stores. But this was one unbelievable week in the city of Los Angeles. The mayor lost control. The police department lost control. Everybody lost control, even the fire department. Nobody could control what was going on at that time. Professor Reems, please take the floor. And after you, we're going to go into our regular segments.
Thank you, Pastor Jones. Now, I was working for the city of Los Angeles prior to the beating for a good 4 or 5 years, and there had already been tension between the police and the mayor's office, especially when you have Tom Bradley trying to push some things, of which is going against the old guard. So this was the, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back, because when it happened, I was at work as it was happening, and it appeared that there was vigilante justice going on in the police department. So then I'm at a rehearsal dealing with church folks overall, and then we're asked that we needed to leave as quickly as possible, and this was in Ladera Park, because of the rioting that was going on. Then the next morning I had to get up and try to drive through all of this mess because it was my department that was going to have to resolve what's going to be going on with the water and power as well as with the people over there, especially since I was going out to the valley area, not too far from where these police officers were. So everywhere you saw the issue that going on prior to the verdict and that it was not a good situation overall, because as Diamond Carter mentioned, it was as divided as we are now even in the office because of the fact that folks thought, well, he had done something wrong, and we're saying, well, that's impossible. You know, and the running joke was, who are they trying to fight, Rodney King Kong? Because it was like they needed 10 people to go after one person, which meant that they were so fearful that this one person was going to beat them all up. And that was the linchpin that led to all of this stuff, because during the time the city had gone into a recession because it was hoping for the Japanese economy, which went into its own recession, to help it with its economy. Because that money didn't go through, a lot of services went undone. Communities were being neglected. And by the time it occurred, then the tension between Daryl Gates, as well as Tom Bradley, was out in the open because these men did not like each other. And it was apparent because he was going to do what he wanted to, and Gates thought he was mayor. And the mayor says, no, I am mayor. And it went back and forth on who was going to be in control of the city, especially since Daryl Gates was recruiting folks from military backgrounds, KKK backgrounds, all these other things, to do as they please, as long as the mayor just was a figurehead and let him run his show. So there was a bigger dynamic that was going on, and many of us were even approached by the media asking, well, do you feel blah, blah, blah? And I said, no, because the fact that even when I went into the LAPD, they were ready to jump me, and I worked for them. During that time before the actual insurrection, Rodney King, they had stopped me, did a stop, and I pulled out my card, and that scared them off because I just finished working on your budget in order for you to have this gun and this car. So I think we need to dial it back. And so they moved out the way, and I kept going on my way. And they were trying to get me to swerve into another car, causing another accident. So this was not a good situation that was going on. And even on the lines of us analysts and us folks in there, there was tension in the office, which you could cut it with a knife. When the verdict came in, it was almost as though, okay, we got to get out of here. This is not gonna work. And all the good things that Bradley did during the 84 Olympics, that's gone. That's been erased. And, you know, sure enough, he had been there for 4 terms, and now they were going to put in just 2 terms because of the complacency that happened between all the bantering and all the things that were going on because of the lost revenue that should have come in that kept the city profitable. So, Pastor Jones, I'll yield back to you, but that's what was going on, and it was hell. Just
well,
a living hell.
Let's give a big hand for Professor Reams sharing that information with us. Nah. That's history.
That's Reams.
Thank you so much, Professor Reams. Professor Reams. Wow. I can't wait for the commentary. Without further ado, it's time to get in. And last but not least, we're going to have prayer before we close out this show with Bishop Ramsey, because we do need prayer. A lot of people are still going through a lot of things. I want to send a shout-out to one of my really good friends that passed away, Tim Harrell. We went to First AME Church together. We sung in the choir together. We did plays together. He was an outgoing person, and we even danced on Soul Train together. Wow, that was a long time ago. But I want to send a shout-out to Tim Harrell, a good buddy of mine who passed away. God bless you, man. Without further ado, we want to go into our other segment of the show, and we're going to do that right now. Talana, can you hear me, Talana Jones? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, yes, I can, Dad. And very quick,
okay,
before I start my... I want to say a big shout-out to my sons, Keyshawn and Devin. Today is Devin's birthday, Dad.
Yes. Okay, I know. You know, I was going to – okay, you beat me to it, but here's what I'm going to say. Happy birthday – oh, wait, hold it. I don't own the rights to this. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, grandson. Yeah, from Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. All right.
Happy birthday.
All right, amen. Happy birthday. Okay, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to see them today. I'm going to come by there, so we'll talk about that later. Because the car show is going on, and I want to take them to the car show. That's their birthday present, so don't tell them. But anyway, without further ado, it's time for Words of Wisdom. Words of Wisdom, and then we're going to get the sports report. We're going to have Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual. We're going to get the commentary, and we just might get Mental Health in You. I'm not sure if we're going to have Dr. Reith on. I hope she calls in. But without further ado, Talana, take the floor. Give us Words of Wisdom.
All right. Thank you, Dad. So really quick, you guys, thank you for allowing me to share. Today's Words of Wisdom is in honor of what we've been hearing all this show today on Monday. I am a firm believer in understanding that things come in many ways. The signs are sometimes messages, and like Dad said, it sometimes can come through music or television or now out in the world. We have the best intentions on doing the right thing, and when you are presented with obstacles, it's difficult. So we have to learn from those obstacles and present resolution. So I appreciate Ms. Biz for saying what she said. Ms. Diamond Carter, shout out to you. And I pray you enjoy this. So the enemy attacks our thoughts and minds. He wants to tempt us in our weaknesses. The power of the Lord prevails through everything. We have to endure until the end. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Jesus will fix it. Victory is his. Because Jesus lives, we are everything. Believe in the gratefulness and remember that God is the great. And I say, great is thy faithfulness.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for the words of wisdom. Thank you, Tom.
One more thing, Daddy. Almost done. With everything that we've been through, I would just say, Dad, you brought up Thanksgiving last Monday, and I just want to say this. I'm grateful for all elders and everybody on this line for giving us the opportunity. And, Dad, thank you for your platform because you give us a voice. So that right there is a part of my Thanksgiving. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
All right. Thank you.
Amen. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to
you. Thank you so much. Thank you for the words of wisdom.
Well said.
Thank you.
Very well said. Without further ado, we're going to go right to Cousin V with the sports report. Let's find out what's going on with our L.A. Chargers. Go right ahead, Cousin V. Please take the floor. Give us the sports report.
Well, at least you didn't say the NBA.
Hey, shout out to the Lakers.
You didn't say the NBA because I'm not trying to keep up with the NBA right now. It's too many games and a whole lot of news going on there. But anyway, I'm going to go to the high school sport. It is playoff season, and Dieball Lumberjacks, they did lose to Hallettsville. Dieball won, and so they will advance and play this week on 11/26. They will be playing Little River Academy at 6 p.m., and they beat Hallettsville 14-0. They shut them out. Dorsey did lose to Canoga Park, so this would end their season. They lost 43-20. And then Montgomery also lost in Texas to Port Nature's Grove High School. So this would end their season. They lost 49-42, only by one touchdown. What a close game. And then we're following Lufkin High School girls basketball. You can go to their website at lhs.org. And then we also are following our college women's basketball with our cousin, a relative of Eddie, Talana Beer, and I. She plays with the Washington Huskies, so you can go to their website also. Also, her games will be shown on ESPN. Marissa Jones. And then in college football, we had some upsets and some great games on this Saturday. Michigan beat Maryland 59-18. Georgia Bulldogs won, and I didn't write down who they played, but Georgia beat the team 56-7. They had basketball scores this week. Oklahoma State Cowboys shut out Texas Tech Red Raiders, although Texas Tech will still advance and play next week against Baylor. Oklahoma State Cowboys punched their ticket to the Big 12 Conference Championship. Also, UTSA, which is University of Texas San Antonio, they won with a walk-off touchdown over their team. And then University of Houston Cougars, they beat Memphis, and they have 10 straight wins. Also, they have a player named Marcus Jones. He's a cornerback. He makes his own beats and writes his own lyrics. His stage name is Elliot J, and he said his inspiration is Drake. And so he was asked that if he went to the NFL, if he would continue doing the same thing, but he said yes, he would. Also, in the conference next week, they will have Alabama against Arkansas. They played this week. Alabama did beat Arkansas. UCLA beat USC. Oklahoma beat Iowa State. Cincinnati beat SMU 48-14. Ohio State beat Michigan 56-7. And so it will be a good game because Ohio State will play Michigan Wolverines next week. And then in the playoff, in the championship, Alabama and Georgia already have punched their ticket to play in the SEC West Championship in Atlanta. And then also I want to give hats off to Sam Houston University here in Texas. It's in Huntsville, Texas. And also to Stephen F. Austin University in Nacogdoches, Texas. Then we had some boxing this week. The WBO welterweight division, 34-year-old Terrence Crawford, no doubt about his greatness. He has 38-0 wins with 29 knockouts. With his biggest win of his career, he beat 34-year-old Sean Porter with a TKO at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. And it was a sold-out crowd, and they went 10 rounds. And then after that, Sean Porter announced his retirement after his loss. And then we want to say to L.A. Rams, OBJ in L.A., welcome Odell Beckham Jr. I just want to say some hats off to some of the big wins this week because these are the teams that's been down. And that was Texans won, the San Francisco 49ers won, the Dolphins won, the L.A. Rams were on bye, and so were Denver Broncos. Last week on Monday Night Football, we had the 49ers over the L.A. Rams, 31-10, and then Los Angeles Rams, as I said, they're on a bye. Last Thursday Night Football, we had the new Well, at least they're on the bottom of the red cup. Hopefully they'll come back strong. New England Patriots, they beat the Falcons. They shut them out 25-0. And then in Sunday Night Football, here it is, Eddie, your L.A. Chargers won over the Pittsburgh
yes.
Steelers. And they said,
both
of L.A. Chargers. They tied in the fourth quarter, 34-34. L.A. gets a touchdown to make the score, 41-37 by number 81, Mike Fields. And they went over Pittsburgh, 41-37. Tonight, Monday Night Football, will be the New York Giants at Tampa Bay. And it will be at 7:15, and you can see that game on ESPN. And then the score for yesterday, the Colts beat the Bills 41-15. Ravens beat the Bears 16-13. The Browns beat the Lions 13-10. The Texans beat the Titans, and that was a good game and an upset because the Titans have always beat the Texans after the Titans left Houston. They were the Houston Oilers. So Texans beat them 22-13. The Packers lost to the Vikings 34-31. The Dolphins beat the Jets 24-17. Eagles beat the Saints 40-29.
Hallelujah.
Washington beat the Panthers. The Washington beat the Panthers 27-21. The 49ers beat the Jaguars 30-10. The Bengals beat the Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders, parents tell them to wake up and come on back, Raiders. They lost 32-13 to the Cincinnati Bengals.
New quarterback.
And the Chiefs beat the Cowboys 19-9. The Cardinals beat the Seahawks 23-13. And then again, last night, as we said, Sunday night, the Chargers beat the Steelers 41-37. Of course, we will have Thursday football. They will have three games. It will be the Bears and the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
It will be the Cowboys and the Las Vegas Raiders. So Clarence will be glued to the TV on Thanksgiving Day. And then we also will have the Saints and the Bills.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving week. And this is my sports report.
Cousin
Amen.
B with the sports report.
Cousin B!
Yes.
Cousin B.
You put it down. You put it down. Thank you so much. We're counting down with 12 minutes left on the show. It wouldn't be right if we didn't have regulate the manual. I don't know if we're going to get regulate the manual, the Haunted Soul Brother, or the Willie Lynch Law. Without further ado, Clarence and Mallon, take the floor. Give us Regulate the Manual.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thanks for all the listeners throughout this nation and around the world to listen to this show, the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones Jr. blog talk radio show. And I'm closing out this year with the Willie Lynch spell. It's a curse. We have to remember back in the early 1700s, a lot of lynching was going on because slaves were rebelling, escaping, burning crops, you know. And I was just reading an article earlier this week in New York how in 1712 a lot of slaves was being lynched in New York, you know. There's a lot of graves that they dug up a year or two ago in New York, down there in the Manhattan area, down there on Wall Street. And we read the first page where they sent for Willie Lynch. He was a slave owner. He devised a technique to how to get that African slave to become obedient. And when they sent for him, he said he heard of their problems, how they're losing valuable stock, which was the slave. And then we read last week how he divided the differences in them and made them bigger. And so here on the third page, he said, they watch, therefore, with skilled practice eyes and learn to read with great accuracy the state of mind and the heart of the slave through his sable face
unusual sobriety, apparent abstraction, sullenness, and indifference. Indeed, any mood out of the common was afforded ground for suspicion and inquiry. Frederick Douglass, Let's Make a Slave, is a study of the scientific process of man-breaking and slave-making. It describes the rationale and the results of the Anglo-Saxons' ideas and methods of ensuring master-slave relationships. Let's Make a Slave, the original and development of social being called the Negro. Let us make a slave. What do we need? First of all, we need a black nigger male, a pregnant nigger woman, and her baby nigger boy. Second, we will use the same basic principles that we use in breaking a horse, combined with some more sustaining factors. What we do with the horses is that we break them from one life form to another. That is, we reduce them from their natural state in nature, whereas nature provides them with natural capacity to take care of their offspring. We break that natural string of independence from them and thereby create a dependency status so that we may be able to get from them useful production for our business and pleasure. Cardinal principle for making a Negro. For fear that our future generations may not understand the principles of breaking both the beast together, the nigger and the horse, we understand that short-range planning economics results in periodic economic chaos. So that to avoid turmoil in the economy, it requires us to have breadth and depth in long-range comprehensive planning, articulating both skill-short perception. We lay down the following principles for long-range comprehensive economic planning. Both horse and niggers are no good to the economy in the wild or natural state. Both must be broken and tied together for orderly production, for orderly future, and special particular attention must be paid to the female and the youngest offspring. Both must be crossbred to produce a variety and a division of labor. Both must be taught to respond to a peculiar new language. Psychological and physical instruction and containment must be created for both. You know, they were some cruel people, and I need for everybody to understand that these were Christians.
Oh my God.
This is part of the result from the Christian crusade to conquer this world for their benefit and their pleasure. So when we talked about these things earlier in the show, Rittenhouse, George Floyd, Rodney King, the running in the parade, all of these events come from this evil curse. This
right.
is the great white magic trick that has been put out into our society and is live and well working today. God, thank you.
Wow.
We'll go farther next week. God bless you. God keep you. Have a wonderful week. And tell your friends to call in next week because this next page, this curse, this spell, it gets deeper. Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you for all the listeners. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Let's give a big hand for Clarence M. Allen with the Regulate the Manual.
Amen.
But today we will.
Oh, smoking good, Pastor Eddie. I'm going to read it as is verbatim.
That's right. That's okay. We need to, a lot of people don't understand the Willie Lynch Law, and 400 years later, some of us are still under that slave mentality spell, and we need to remove the spell, because if you know better, then you should be doing better and not allowing anyone to put you in a position that you don't want to be in as far as slavery is concerned. And you could be a slave to something and not even know it because you are programmed to be a part of something that you don't even understand. So that's why we're reading about the Willie Lynch Law. We've done it on the show before. We're doing it again because it's that time of the year that we need to educate. So when we go into the new year, we have a whole new attitude and a whole new agenda for making sure that we remember never to forget that we are not a slave. Amen. Without further ado, it's time for the commentary. It's time for the commentary, and then we're going to get a prayer after the commentary from Bishop Ramsey, okay? So don't go anywhere because we need some prayer right now, but we also need the commentary. Without further ado, please take the floor, Professor Reams. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And it's, once again, has been an excellent show, wonderful forum that brings up all of the topics this week. As I promised you early, that once we get into this limousine and we are starting on our road trip, we are going to have a word. We will have a way of expressing what's going on currently. So with that in mind, I also thank my co-host and co-producers. Thank you, Clarence Allen, the regulator. Thank you, Cousin P. Wonderful. Thank you. Shout out to Vera. Thank you. Kalana, always. Words of wisdom, knocked it out of the ballpark. A shout out to Melanie Opry for all the great work she does. Shout out to Dr. Aretha for all the work she does. And Linda Goldie, as usual, I got my hug and love the way that we're going to try to regain. And to our very wonderful guest, the Bishop Ramsey, Tamara Marviz for the wonderful work, and then Diamond Carter. All of these are our thought leaders, action leaders who are on the front line doing the Lord's work, along with many of us who are doing what we do, that the God that we serve placed us in to do the work now. Now, we have just talked about from one end to the other, but one thing about it is I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. In light of its history, let us understand what we should be thanking God for and the giving that has been given to us. The regulator just gave us the William Memo spell. We're in 1712, always up to the 1800s, and all the way up to the present. This has been the myth and the lie and the big lie, the true big lie, the one, not the one that, along with the big lie about the election, that has been told about us. And in light of that Thanksgiving, there were many lynchings that were going on. However, God made sure that we're still here and we're still able to move on and move forward. There was also the problem in 1880 to 1920 when the lynchings came back, even after Reconstruction. But once again, our God made sure that we would still be here in some way, in some form, to move this ball forward as he's doing it. He didn't say it was going to be easy, but he said it would be rewarding, and we would have our grace and mercy, and we would get our well done because we did exactly what he asked us to do. So when we look at a situation of a Kyle Rittenhouse, when we look at a situation with Cardi B, when we look at all these are just symptoms of a problem that is in this society, and it means that we all have a lot of work to continue to do because we have not achieved what he wants us to do. But that's part of the plan. The good Lord doesn't expect us to be perfect. He expects us just to do as we've been asked to do, and then he'll take care of the rest. We meet him 50% of the way. He will take care of the rest. And that's why when Talana mentioned that God is great, you know, and great is our faithfulness, that is what he's expecting is our faithfulness. Because we have more than enough to wake up and just get our clothes on, deal with our families, and then get out there and do the work along with our jobs just to make it through the day in order to thank him for giving us the breath to be able to do that each and every day in his name and with his grace and mercy. So in looking at this as a Thanksgiving, it's thankful that we are here to expose all of these things. But like Martin Luther King, we may or may not get to the mountaintop, but we're going to make sure that we get closest to the mountaintop so that the next generation and whoever else in our dying breath, just like all of our leaders, thought leaders here, and all of our activist leaders here are pushing us too, because every inch that we get closer is the closer that we get close to him. And in doing so, that is all that he's asked us to do. So don't be distracted by the issues that crop up. That's to show that good things are coming around the corner, that he has already planned for it. But we have to stay focused, we have to stay prayed up, and we have to stay faithful, because that is how he rolls with us in this day. And with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Amen. Amen. That was our commentary.
Amen.
Thank you.
That was our commentary. Thank you so much. Amen, amen. Now, we're just going to go over just a couple of minutes over because we need some prayer right now. So I don't know what your prayer request is, but whatever it is, everybody on Facebook Live, send your prayer request up right now. Whatever it is, God can hear you. And everybody that's on the line, on the phone line, send your prayer request up right now to God right now. And for everybody who's on blogtalkradio.com, on the search, put Eddie Jones Jr., put your prayers up right now. And my prayer request is that everybody's prayer request be answered in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bishop Ramsey, please take the floor. I want to thank Diamond Carter. I can't wait till next week to have her back. And I want to thank everybody, all the co-producers and all the co-hosts of the show.
Amen.
I want to wish everybody a very, very happy Thanksgiving. I want you to know that Thanksgiving is every single day. I love you all. The best is yet to come. And without further ado, Bishop Ramsey, Bishop, take the floor. Give up a Thanksgiving prayer that we will remember never to forget.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. First of all, thank you. I give honor to God, who's first in my life, to you, Pastor Eddie, and to all you on the line. I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for allowing me to be on here one more time. So we're going to, every head bowed and every eye closed, and we're going to pray the prayer of thanks, and we just thank God for waking us up this morning. So, Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, thanking you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, the blood in our veins, and the activity of our limbs. Lord, you know the situations that's going on throughout this world, God, but you got the last say so, God. Lord, we ask you right now, God, to move by your Holy Spirit throughout this nation, God. Lord, we ask you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to touch each and every one on this line and those who couldn't tune in on this line. God, we ask you to heal where somebody is hurting on this morning, God. We ask you to deliver where somebody needs to be delivered on this morning, God. Oh, God, with you, all things are possible, and we thank you right now, God, for being alive one more day in the land of the living. Hallelujah, God. We ask you right now, God, to touch the elderly, the homeless, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, let disobedience leave this earth, God, and let us obey the law, God, which is you, Lord. And we know, God, that you're going to work it out for our behalf, God. So, Lord, as we come together with our families and our friends and the Thanksgiving, God, we ask you, Lord, to let it be good fellowship. Hallelujah, God. And Lord, we thank God for the food that's going to be prepared for the table, God. We thank God for the hands that's going to bless it, God, making nourishment to our bodies, God. Lord, we ask you right now, God, for something new to happen before the end of this year, God. Hallelujah, because we're in a season of expectation, God. Lord, somebody's expecting something to turn around in their life. Hallelujah, God. Oh, the incarcerated ones are going to come out. Hallelujah, God. The children are going to be saved. Hallelujah, God. And we thank you right now, God, because you're a God who cares for each and every one of us, God. And Lord, we thank you in advance for the breakthrough and the miracle and the testimony that's going to come forth on the Pastor Eddie Jones show, God. And we thank you in advance because we're still alive one more day to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. But Lord, as we leave this place, but not from your presence, God, we ask you to continue to heal. Hallelujah. Heal, God, on today, God, because somebody's not feeling good. Nobody got the activity of their limbs, but we got the activity of our limbs. We ask you to bless in the mighty name of Jesus. Have safe travel mercies if someone's traveling. And, Lord, we thank you, God, because we have to give thanks with a grateful heart on this week, God. And we thank you, Lord. And we thank you for that we can have a grateful heart. So, Lord, answer every petition that went up on today, God. And Lord, we're so careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We consider this prayer done, and we seal it. Ha, hallelujah. We seal it in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God bless y'all. Love
Jesus,
y'all. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for
hallelujah. 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 Praise
amen.
God.
Amen. And then I just want to thank y'all one more time. I just want to say one more thing. Let's go Philadelphia Eagles because we're bouncing back.
right,
we are bouncing right. back. The Philadelphia Eagles are bouncing back.
Go Eagles.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, go Rams. Go Rams.
Amen. God bless
go
you.
Go Chargers. Go Chargers. Well, first of all, thank you so much, Bishop Ramsey, for that prayer. that much-needed prayer. And before we get off this line, everybody, all you listeners out there, I don't own the rights to the music. I don't own the rights to this music, but I want to share this with everybody. And I'm going to sing this. I am grateful for the things that you have done. Yes, I'm grateful for the victories we won. I could go on and on and on about your word, because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart is gratefulness. Hallelujah. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I want to thank Elaine Newell, for Minister Elaine Newell, for sharing the information about our show. And I want to send a shout-out all the way to Jamaica. I want to send a shout-out all the way to Connecticut. And I want to send a shout-out, yes, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Newell. You are doing wonderful, great, phenomenal things. And I want to thank everybody that's been on the show. Look, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself. Let there be no limits. That goes for everybody on the show, Gloria Majors, Sharon, all my Dorsey people. I love you guys, all my people who know me from the Civil Rights Arena, all my people who know me from USC College, and everywhere else you know me from as far as my civil rights work is concerned. God bless you. Keep your eyes on the Ahmaud Arbery case, whatever you do. And last but not least, you guys, my show needs your support. Our show needs your support. My Cash App is $DDIE072. It's $DDIE072. Whatever you donate to this show or whatever love offering you give, we use it to help the show and we use it to help others who want to listen to the show. So in order for us to keep our show on, we do it by your giving. So if you are in a giving feeling right now, go to my Cash App, DDIE072. Okay, and that will help us do what we need to continue to do to keep this show on. They can inform you of information that you need to know on a regular need-to-know basis. What knowledge is power, and wisdom helps knowledge give you the power that you need to be knowledgeable of the things that are going on right now. And with
hello.
That being said,
hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, who's
yes,
this?
Hello.
Oh, is this Pastor Eddie?
Yeah, this is Pastor Eddie. But
oh, I'm sorry. My phone rang back. Yeah, I'm sorry. My phone rang
back.
Okay. Sorry about that.
It's time to go, y'all. I love y'all. Diamond Carter, I love you so much. Yes, there it is. That's my Cash App. DDIE072. But here's the question, y'all. The real question is, what's going on? I love you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. and picket fence. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Don't punish me.